Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, here we are.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the citizenship. The citizenship, there's 100 questions that everybody wants to be a U.S. citizen has to take, and it seems like a lot of people forget it after taking it, and it's like our Congress, I think they forgot it. Mm-hmm. And we need to set them all down and say, listen, we're going to have a test today, and it's not multiple choice. You're going to have to answer these 100 questions, and if you get a C or below, you're going to have to leave this government building, and we will have another election in your district.
Mm.
We'll have another, imagine, huh? Imagine what would happen. And not only that, but when you get the answer right, your fruit has to line up with your answer, because it says very specifically in the oath that you have to bear fruit in this. You have to be fruitful in this answer. And if your fruit don't line up with the answer, would say, you know, bye-bye, sayonara, all those wonderful things. So here we are today. We're going to, you know, we've already asked questions 1 through 10. And as you know, John is behind.
A little bit. He is
packing his Samson Fright, you know, about ready to to possibly, you know, you can redeem yourself today. We're going to ask 11, from 11, we're going to ask five more questions of the citizenship. I know that Pat's been studying up, John. I don't know if you know that or not.
He found
my answer book. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll see if he's got a short-term memory, though. We'll see how well that works.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
So the first question is going to go to you, John. Okay. Here's the question. It's a simple, simple question. Remember, too, that in this, you know, you're going to have take your time and think about it. And all of your lists, I want you to think about it, too. And when you're ready, let me know when you got the answer, because it's going to be your final answer. And at that particular point, then, and only then are you going to get the answer. Here's the question. Question is, to become a U.S. citizen, it's going to be, what is the economic system of the United States? What is the economic system of the United States?
Play that song again.
Come on, man.
Okay, here we are. Here we are.
Are you Googling over there?
The question. No, you can't Google. You shouldn't be Googling. Are you Googling?
Oh, he's Googling. You know he's Googling.
Okay, you hit me Googling. Okay. The question is, what is the economic? What is the financial? What is the economic system in the United States? What is the economic system in the United States? And I'll give you a little hint. I'll give you a little hint. It has vowels and consonants in the word. And it uses only letters in the alphabet. No other letters at all.
The test is a multiple choice test. The test.
No helps here.
No.
I'm going to give you a hint. Occupy Wall Street is against it.
Oh, Wall Street. Capitalism.
What's that?
Capitalism.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess so. We'll get that. Understand that when people are saying that the 99% protest that's going on, Occupy Wall Street, what are they protesting against? They're protesting against the economic system. The economic system, how we handle money, how we handle our economy in America. So some people don't know that it's our system. So they're protesting against the system. So when you see Occupy Wall Street and they're protesting and our president's for that, he's actually talking in support for that, there's actually our president saying, when he says, I'm for Occupy Wall Street, I think they're doing a good job. Kind of thought this is a good way to speak it out. And what they're saying is, we're against the way the economy works in America. We want to fundamentally transform the very question number 11 on the citizenship test. You know,
wow.
Think about it.
Wow.
And we're looking at, you know, we're looking at losing our country, America. We're looking at, if we don't know what it is, and it's capitalism, that's our economy, or also called the market economy. That's why they say, listen, somebody says when things are getting bad, people, you have presidents that say, listen, go out and buy some things. Or they give you some money. There's some presidents right. that say they gave money to people. And somebody says, why did they do that? Because our economic system, the way it works is your confidence that things are going to continue to work. And you've got to spend money for America's economy to work. That's how we're designed. So they're not being rude. They're not saying, you know, why Rome burns, go spend money. They're saying, let's restart this whole economy. So when our current president is saying we want to tax you and we want to take money from you to make a bigger government, that gives you less money to be able to spend to keep this economy going, to keep America going. So mm-hmm. the more you tax Americans, the less we'll be able to do what we were required to do to keep this America going, which is a capitalist where we're spending money. That's our economy. It's how we spend money. Mm-hmm. And a capitalist is where, you know, somebody comes up with an idea and they say, listen, I like what you're doing. And they give you some money to help start your business. Mm-hmm. They loan you money maybe from a bank, or they give you money from their savings, and you either pay them interest for the money, or you give them dividends for the money. But it's people, it's how it works. Wow. So when the 99%, which is just the number they picked out, listen, it's not 99%, it's them. And it was just a handful. And but it is relevant, and if you can look at the prophetic words for Guy Fawkes, you can find out about the Guy Fawkes master. Where, I mean, things are going to happen. You're already starting to see it leak out now. And I think the next 4 years is going to be filled with protests of employees protesting against boards and owners and other companies, and it's going to be flipping this country in a way of thinking differently. But so that's the question. That was the question for the citizenship test number two. The next question is going to be going to Pat. And it is, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And this is number two. What is the rule of law? What is the rule of law? So let me help you out here. What is the context? I'll give you Occupy Wall Street. What is the
computer in front of him? That's what I'm saying.
No, no, he's not. He's really not. He's just staring off into the emptiness of nowhere.
I'm trying to pull something. You know? Lord, help me.
So you know,
Lord, help me.
It's not what is the definition of the rule of law, but what is the rule of law? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does the rule of law mean? What does the rule of law mean?
It's not helping.
Think about it. We got to start looking at everybody differently, don't we? We have to say, wait a minute. You know, do we know these things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they teach us these things in school?
Mm-mm. I don't think I skipped that class.
Yeah, I think they would have gave. They no. I don't think they did.
They never taught it.
We should have 100 questions about you know that everybody should answer. You know, and about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if you don't know who you are, people will tell you who you are, and that's what's happening right now because America doesn't know who they are. You have people telling us who they want us to be. And there's no grit. But you
think
know,
about this. Mm-hmm. You know, my son right now is learning about Egypt and pharaohs and all this type of stuff. You know, current events is like, I mean, about what's going on. And you need to be knowing what
about
we're talking
America.
About today.
Yes, knowing about America. So what is the rule of law? So the concept is, you know, the rule of law that rules over, right? So everyone, this is some different statements you could say that kind of says that. Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. And no one is above the law. You could say it in all those different ways. And what are we seeing right now? We're actually seeing our current leadership in America that is violating what? The rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just like, you get all these different, many, many different things that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you think about Benghazi, when you think about what we're being lied to by our government, well, you can't mm-hmm. do that. It's illegal to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, just so many things, laws are being violated right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not hidden. It's just right out, right in front of us.
Latent.
And you know, we don't even understand that that's not to be accepted, because it says, you know, even the rule of law means that the government must also obey the law. No one is above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what's strange is you're seeing some people be held to that. At the very same time, the same people that are being held to that aren't holding themselves to it.
Hmm.
You think about the Fast and Furious when, you know, the attorney general is a part of a guns to the drug lords that end up killing mm-hmm. One of our law enforcement mm-hmm. officers, you know, giving guns to our enemy. And then standing before Congress, which is us, by the way, when people get called to Congress, it's a representative government. And so when the Congress is asking somebody a question, that's you asking them mm-hmm. through your representative government. When they sit there and say, and the attorney general says, I will not tell you, picture them saying that to you, and that it's a government by the people and for the people. And so you should be you should be all upset about it. And you should be saying, wait a minute, you're not above the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
You just, when we ask you a question, Mr. We let you be in here for 4 years, Attorney General, that, you know, you should answer us, because that's we right. need to know if you need to be here or not. If not, we can impeach you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's supposed to happen. And so we're seeing right now, right in our faces. And that's how, you know, one thing you can normally tell that when God is humbling a nation, that when it's being done right in their faces mm-hmm. and nobody's acknowledging it, then God is allowing some things to take place. And we're being humbled as a nation.
Mm.
Well, John, here is the third question. The third question from the United States citizenship test that you have to take to become a citizen.
What was the answer?
That was the answer.
No one's above the law.
I mean, here's some very various ways you can answer it. You could say everyone must follow the law.
Mm.
Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. Or basically, no one's above it.
No one's above it.
So the law applies to everybody. Like when a law enforcement officer comes and enforces the laws in your life,
mm-hmm.
then we say, well, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Law Enforcement Officer, you have to do that in a legal way. You cannot violate the laws. You cannot violate my rights. You can't, you know, search me without probable cause,
mm-hmm.
and because that would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then they would be above the law if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the rule of law. So what happens when we no longer obey the law? America falls apart. What happens when we no longer function in our economy? Then it just begins to crumble. That's what's happening right now. $16 billion in debt.
Mm.
And we're borrowing money from other nations to sustain our life, and it's not gonna continue to work like that. Well, John, number 13. Here we go. Number three for today. The question is, I know you're going to get this now because that's like a 50. You got a 50, 50. You got like 0.5 on the other one because I had to help you occupy Wall Street. I said Occupy Wall Street, and you said Wall Street. I'm like, oh, come on, no. That was like that 99 against capitalism, you know?
Okay. I said
capitalism. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, if I wasn't looking at this, I would be at least better at it. No, I wouldn't. I mean,
all right.
I'm learning with you. No, I'm sure our audience is learning too. They're going, oh my goodness. Wow. I will no longer talk about illegal aliens in America or new people coming. Listen, this is the question, John. Here you go. Name one branch, just one branch or part of the government. Name one branch or part of the government. Okay, here we go. Name one part or one branch of the government.
Judicial.
Yay! Oh my goodness, you did it! Oh my goodness! So, woo! You should see Pat's face. It's like, oh man, that was an easy one. That was an easy one, you know, like
right.
Congress. You got
executive.
You got the executive.
Oh.
You got Congress or the executive branch, which is the president. Mm-hmm. You got the legislative branch, which is Congress, mm-hmm. and you have the judicial branch, which is the courts. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because the next particular question really explains this, and it's going to go to Pat. Pat, this is your citizenship test. Mm. You may have to continue to pack up your luggage here. The question is, what stops, this may sound foreign to us today because of things we're seeing, what stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? Okay, so what is the one thing that keeps one branch, here's a question. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Well, wouldn't it be the other two branches?
Kind of in a way, but you're not going to get
Samsonite
it.
Samsonite coming.
He's Samson Fright. That,
well, the electoral process. That'd be one.
Get here, bro. Just get here. Stop right now. He's going to help you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about you answer it?
It's checks and balances. In a way, what you're saying, yeah, but it's checks and balances or the separation of powers. So people are saying, I can't believe that the Speaker of the House is being so dogmatic to the president and saying, listen, we are not going to go that way with the fiscal cliff. And people say, he's just being a bully. He's not being a bully. It's separation of powers. Congress has total equal powers to the president. And the judiciary branch has total equal powers. The Supreme Court has total equal powers to Congress and total equal powers to the president. No one branch can tell the other branch what to do. And it's called checks and balances. So it's good that and understand that the Congress represents us better than anybody else because Congress is the number of congressmen based off how many people are in your state and how many people they represent in your state. They personally represent you. And so when Congress was voted in this last election, it was said very specifically, we want you in office. And the majority of Congress is saying, which means the majority of Americans are saying, listen, we want it to go this way. We agree that there is a huge problem here. It's a spending problem, they say, and that we do need to bring revenue on the table. But we can do that by cutting a whole bunch of loopholes and not taxing the rich because then they're the ones that are going to continue to be able to be the employers and all that's going on. And the president's saying something different than that. Well, he has total powers too, and he has equal powers to Congress, and so he can say, and so they have to compromise. That's what politician means. The word politic means, you know. They say, never mind. I'm not going to say that joke. But that means compromise. So then you have these two equal powers that come together and they say, listen, we're going to have to work out a compromise here. And that's what America's wanting. America's wanting, listen, come together and work something out. Uh-huh. And they can be bullheaded and go into January 1st and this thing automatically hits. You know, and that can happen, which I pretty much predict unless somebody gets their way totally. Then that's probably what's going to happen, which basically gets their way. But understand that that's okay for Congress to stand up and say, you know, Mr. President, we honor you and we understand what you're saying and what you say is a mandate. We don't think it's a mandate because we got voted into power too and we're equal we need to negotiate and come out with a compromise because America wants us to work together. They want these equal powers, separation of powers to work together. And that's what America's saying. You know, start reaching your arms across the aisle and work something out. Well, if you walk in and say, listen, it's 100% my way or the highway, that is not compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's some values, you know, you can't compromise on. Like, for example, you're a Christian. There's some things you can't go there. But this is stuff about the things that you can compromise about, you know, who's going to be taxed, who's not going to be taxed, and mm-hmm. you just right. work this thing out to keep from hitting a physical cliff. But understand that we're learning in the citizenship test that it's called checks and balances. That's what that is. Think about it. If Congress wasn't there, where would this current executive branch have taken us?
Yeah, right.
Thank God for the anchor called Congress right now. It's actually moving, but it's being drugged, you know, being drugged that way.
Right.
And but the problem is that the executive branch now is making laws. They're calling them regulations, but they're actually executing these new regulations, which are becoming basically laws to us, policies, and that's not supposed to happen, because you'll find out a little bit later in the test. So it's called checks and balances. And this next one, this last one goes to Pat, right? Oh,
John.
To John. He's like, no. No, John, here it is, John.
Yeah, look at
the last one for today of the USS citizenship test, U.S. citizenship test, is who is in charge of the executive branch? Who is in charge of the executive branch? All right, John. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
It is Alex. It is the president.
Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to call him Alex. Like, oh, my goodness. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's right. The executive branch.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on Jeopardy for 1 minute.
You did, right? All right. It does feel like Jeopardy, right? What is not the president? How you word that?
Yeah.
What is the president? It's the president of the United States. So when you have the executive branch, you have his cabinet, you have all of his appointees, secretary of state. And when you see things going wrong with the secretary of state, you see things going wrong with Benghazi and the ambassador to the United Nations, you know, the buck stops with the president.
That's right.
It stops with the president. He told everybody, he says, listen, don't go after her, come to me. Which is a wide open door. It's like, okay, we'll be there in a few moments.
We'll be
We're
right
coming.
Over, huh?
Yeah, and I noticed that a lot of them, you know, Congress turned their direction, you know, to him at that particular point, which is right. I mean, that's what happens as executive branch, that that happens. You did a wonderful job. We're finishing up with, yes.
There's one more.
Okay. Oh, one more?
No, there's not. That's five.
That's five. That is five for today.
You had three, I had two.
All right.
Everybody did so well on the test. Listen, stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for more. He wanted you to have another one.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more, because we want to find out. We want to stop telling people that you need to be a good good American when we ourselves don't even know what it's like to be a good American. We don't even know these things. So we need to learn these things again, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing. We have actually, at this particular point, I only have 15 questions about America, and we've done kind of okay, but kind of not okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who's been living here our entire lives, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So that just kind of puts us in a unaware sense. So congratulations. We are moving on for today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.